This is our last Sunday before Christmas, amen. And we're going to look at John chapter 3 today. If I ask you to turn with me there. John chapter 3, praise the Lord on high on this morning. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Praise God. John chapter 3. Lord, help us today. Verse number 16 and 17, we'll read together. Amen. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Mm-hmm. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's pray together. Father, we come now to the place of the service where we desire to hear your voice. Speak, Lord, from heaven. Fill our hearts with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless us with revelation. Inspire us, O God. Draw us closer to your throne. Father, help us to understand your good and acceptable and perfect will for our lives. Father God, we thank you right now that you have prepared us to receive the word of God. And Father, we bless you for the increase that it shall result in our lives. Father God, have your way in this place. Bind every evil spirit that will attempt to stop your work from being done. And Father, may your perfect will, oh God, be done in this place. And we thank you and praise you now for the release of your word, your anointing, and your power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And let's look at it in the Amplified Version, John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him, shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him." Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our title today is God Loves You.
Amen.
God loves you. Praise the Lord. Amen. The scripture that we read today, I mean, I don't know how many people, if you've been in church, and even some who haven't been in church, really, John 3:16, a lot of people know or are acquainted with or claim to know it, right? It's a very, very familiar scripture, amen, a verse of scripture. "But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And at Christmas time, we want to look at this, amen, because isn't that the point, right? We're celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Unto us has been given a Savior. And his name is Christ the Lord. But we understand that Jesus came from the Father. Right? That Jesus, amen, who is the Word of God. "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Amen. And so we know that Jesus, amen, was in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That when we look at the book of Genesis, we understand when we put all the Bible scriptures together from Old Testament to New Testament, that God spoke, the Holy Spirit was hovering, and Jesus made everything.
Yeah.
Right? "Without him was not anything made that was made." That's what John tells us. And the book of Hebrews also tells us that Jesus made all things. Mm-hmm. And so You know, Jesus existed from way back when, amen, before the foundation of the world. The Word of God. But God gave His Son unto the world because He loved the world and He knew that this world needed a Savior.
Yeah.
Because Adam had given away his God-given right to exert dominion and power in the earth. How did he give it away? He gave it away when he disobeyed God and followed the temptation and fell victim to the temptation of Satan. And so God said, I got to get it back. But see, he wasn't going to get it back through any other way than through another man. He gave the authority to man, and man was going to have to reclaim the authority. And that's why we have a man, amen, and his name is Jesus. The woman at the well said what? Come and see, amen. Mm-hmm. I met a man, amen, who told me everything about myself. Oh, glory to God. Including that man you living with is not your husband.
Amen.
I mean, you know, Jesus knows everything about you down to the last detail, amen?
Exactly.
Yeah, amen. You can't get excited about the fact that he numbers your every hair on your head and don't realize that he knows every detail of your life.
Yes. Lord,
but we praise God for that, amen? Mm-hmm. But as we come back to the scripture today in John chapter 3, this familiar passage of scripture, for God so loved the world, amen. And look what it says, that God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. God so loved you that he gave. Mm-hmm. And if we take the progression, amen, we really make it personal. We say, God so loved me that he gave. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when we think about Christmas, amen, and think about all the things that go along with Christmas, we think a whole lot about giving, what we're going to give our family and our friends and our loved ones as Christmas gifts. We also think about what they're going to give us. There's a lot of people, young and old, who have Christmas lists. Our daughter Jasmine, amen, when she was in her 20s and she would still send us a Christmas list.
Yeah.
She would come home for Christmas, and I would still put out milk and cookies.
Yeah.
And then I would take a bite out of it, by, you know, in the middle of the night. That she could think Santa came. Some people, no matter how young or old they are, they still have Christmas lists.
Yeah.
They're concerned about what they're going to receive and what they're going to give and what other people are going to give them. Mm-hmm. I believe the Spirit of God wants you to focus on something, though, that God loves you.
Amen.
And because he loves you, God so loved the world that he gave. And God so loved you that he gave. And God so loved me that he gave. And not only that, God so loves you that he gives. And I believe that as we come into this last week of Christmas, that as Christians especially, but even for those who don't know Jesus yet, we all need to understand that God loves us.
Yes, yes, yes.
If we don't have anything else, I don't care how long you've been in church or you haven't been in church, how much you understand the Bible, how much you don't understand the Bible, if you can understand this, you will be well situated and be on a firm foundation. If you would know and understand that God loves you. There are some people who have told you to your face that they can't stand you.
Mm. Yeah.
There are some people who told you to your face that they hate you. Mm. There are some people who told you to your face that you're dead to them.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
But I'm here to tell you that the God of heaven and earth has declared through his son Jesus that no matter what anybody else has said about you, I love you.
Amen. Amen.
And if you get nothing else this Christmas, receive the love of God. Receive the love that God has for you. God so loved the world, he so loved you. God so loved me that he gave his son.
Amen.
It needs to be a progression where it becomes personal. Yeah, I know God loves the world, and I say praise the Lord. I know God loves you, and I'm happy for you. But here's where I start shouting. And here's where my life changes, is when I understand that God so loves me.
Yes, sir.
And if no one tells you or emphasize that for you, or if you've heard it before, the Spirit of God wants to remind you again on this morning as you make your way through this last week of Christmas. Child, I love you. Son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. God loves you.
Amen.
And you look at verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
God is a giver.
Yes, he is.
Amen. God gave. See, when you love, you give.
Yes.
Don't tell me you love me, but you give me nothing. Now, somebody might say, wait a minute. You just selfish. You just want to receive. No, I just understand how love works.
Yeah.
God so loved the world, he gave.
Yes, yes.
If you so much love me, watch this, and if I so much love you,
that's right.
I give to you.
Yeah.
I give up myself to you.
Yeah.
It's not so much how much I give unto you from my pocket or from the store. How much do I give of you of myself?
Yeah.
Do I sacrifice for you? Do I put aside my agenda for you? That's love.
Yeah.
Love gives. That is so important, especially for young people growing up. Young men and young women. Oh, because the young fella gonna tell you, young woman, that he loves you. But just do a checklist. What has he given me? And it's not about what he gave you from the store.
That's right.
It's what has he given you of himself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And if the answer is nothing, you need to rethink whether that fella loves you or not.
Yes.
There are too many young women that fell in love with somebody who didn't love them at all. Because all they gave you was grief. All they gave you was heartache.
Yes.
All they gave you was pain.
Yes.
All they gave you was excuses.
Yes.
All they gave you were things you didn't need.
Yes.
That's why some women, they wake up and they smell the coffee and they say, I can do bad.
Amen.
All by myself.
Yes. That's true.
That's exactly.
Oh, but when people love you, they give unto you. They give up their heart. Amen. They give, amen, out of their belly. They give sacrificially. They give selflessly. They're not, and they give without keeping track of what they do for you.
Yes.
Love just gives and it gives and it gives.
Yes.
Oh, when you love somebody, you find yourself doing stuff you never thought you'd be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, says Patricia, because I know you get squeamish. I never cleaned out another person's nose until I had a child. Come on, somebody. Huh? You ever clean out somebody else's nose?
Yeah.
Oh, when you have a child, you take that little shit, and you take, you know, you just want them to be, because you want them to be able to breathe. You're not thinking about how nasty it is. You're like,
oh, gosh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? because you love them.
That's true. That's
you push yourself aside. I don't feel like doing it. I don't like doing it. This is, but I'm going to do it for you because I love you.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And God is saying, listen, when it comes to Christmas, it's all about how much I love you. I love you that I sent my son. You're, you're singing songs about him. Praise God. And you have nativity scenes set up on your lawn that are wrong, by the way, because they have wise men and shepherds at the same time.
Yep. Yep.
And scripture don't say that.
Nope.
Shepherds came and then they went back. And Mary pondered. And then the wise men came months and months later saying, we saw a star. But in our manger, they're all there. Now they should be seen, they all up in
there.
But it's fine that you have all those things, but here's the thing. All of it came because I love you.
Yes.
And so I gave my only begotten son. Amen. I so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave. And what did he give? He gave his only begotten son. The Amplified says he gave up his only unique son. How many of you know there's nobody like Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. We use the word unique a lot of times just to describe somebody that's a little bit different. Oh, he's unique. No, but unique means there's nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how different somebody is, there's somebody like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how different she is, there's somebody like her.
Yeah.
They may not be the same, but they're like her. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, there's nobody like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is truly unique.
Yes, he is.
Amen?
Yes, he is.
And God gave this one-of-a-kind Jesus. How many know one-of-a-kind?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a one-of-a-kind.
Yes, he is.
He's a one-of-a-kind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some good preachers out there, but listen, there are a whole lot of preachers who preach. Amen. There are a lot of you that.
Yeah.
Brother James know a few that do. Right, we know there's some of that, a lot of them who can sing, but how many? There's only one Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. There's only one Jesus. There's only one who was born into this earth.
Yeah.
To die for the sins of mankind.
That's true.
There's only one who walked this earth and never sinned, was tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Yes.
Only one. So God sent his only, his unique son into the earth.
Amen.
How many of you know that when we have only one of something, we usually prize that thing greatly, don't we?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We learn that from when we're kids. You go up to a kid who has only one cookie or one piece of candy left, you're not getting that from that kid. And all they got to do is tell you one simple thing. This is my last one. No explanation is needed. Can I have that? This is my last one. And they just look at you. You know what that means, don't you? I don't have to explain nothing. This is my last one. Well, that's the only one you got. Amen. That's why it's so special when people give you their last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When someone actually gives you the last thing they got, you're kind of, woo! All right.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that too easily. But how much the more then should we be taken aback by this wonderful God who has this unique son named Jesus, and he gave him unto us. Because he loves us.
Wow.
And you know, I want to read to you Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. Romans 8 and 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The scripture says that God is the one who did not spare his only son. And then it says, he delivered him up for us all. Do you know the Bible says that it pleased God that his son was bruised? Why? That's how much he loves you. That he not only did he give up his son, but he gave up his son to be delivered unto people who were going to crucify him. He gave up his only son. That's how much he loved you. Not that he just gave his son. He gave his son knowing that his son was going to suffer in your place.
Wow.
And the scripture in Romans says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for his all. And then it asks this, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Think about that the next time you're asking God for something and you think he won't give it to you. If he didn't spare his only unique son, what makes you think he's going to hold something else back from you? We have to understand this, God, that we say, God loves you.
Yeah.
There's somebody sitting right now in a dark room. Maybe the apartment has, there's no heat or there's no light. They're sitting in darkness and despair. Maybe they're going through a divorce or some other tragedy in their life. Maybe they just lost their job or whatever. And they're sitting there thinking that God is not going to help them. But a word of faith needs to come to you today, and it's this. God loves you. Yeah. And if God didn't withhold his son from you, why do you believe he's going to withhold the rent money? Why do you believe he's going to withhold some of these other lesser things and he didn't withhold his son?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
But it all comes back to knowing God loves me.
Yes, he does.
Because if I know and I stand and I think God loves me, then God's going to provide for me. God's going to give me the things I need. God's going to help me. God's going to direct me. God's going to be there for me. God is going to just show himself in my life because he loves me.
Yes.
And notice what it says, though, that he freely gives us all things, but not separate from Jesus. Right? It says, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. Because you can't separate the Son from the Father.
Amen. That's right.
Don't expect to receive from the Father, but you're rejecting the Son.
Cannot do that.
Amen. God is a merciful God, and he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. That's true. But sometimes you need a little bit more than some rain.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
You need a covenant.
Yes.
You need to be in relationship with God.
Yes.
So that when you open up your mouth to pray, God has his ear inclined to your prayer.
Yes.
While you were yet speaking.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. So we go back to John chapter 3. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. And he did it for a purpose, a specific purpose, that whosoever, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, right?
Yeah.
Whosoever, glory to God. I'm so happy about that. I don't have to be pre-qualified. We live in a world where you got to be pre-qualified to get a television set. They run you through so many checks. I mean, do you know you got to get checks now to get an apartment? You got to get a pre-qualified to open up a bank account.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to put money into your bank.
But you got to check on my qualifications. This world is upside down. I need to be checking on your qualifications because I'll put my money in your hands. You got to be pre-qualified for everything. But glory to God. God said, whosoever,
yeah.
No pre-qualifications are necessary.
Yes.
No credit check.
Yes.
No background check.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
No drug test.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
We get tested for everything today. Man don't trust man.
No, we don't.
Oh, but God says, he said, I gave my son, and whoever you are, you can be the biggest drug addict. You can be the biggest crook. You can be the biggest loser. But if you accept my son,
yes.
Amen. If you accept my son, I accept you into the household of faith.
Amen.
I accept you
yes.
into the family of God.
Yes. Yes.
That's how wide and deep and far my love is
yes.
for you.
Yes.
So right there on your couch, you just know you messed up and you messed up royally. You've been a mess up your whole life. Doesn't matter. God loves you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And he doesn't love you once you get yourself fixed up and cleaned up and everything. He loves you right where you are,
yes.
right as you are.
Yes.
And he says, if you will accept my son,
yes.
then I will accept you.
Yes. Praise God. Yes.
Whosoever. Glory to God. I'm so glad for that. And aren't you? Because you
yes.
know, you and I, just some of us, amen, we just some poor folk. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean poor financially. Amen? Mm-hmm. Isn't that song Amazing Grace? I was saying, who saved a wretch like me?
Yes.
Yep.
Come on, son. Some of us are wretches.
Yes.
I know you don't think yourself a wretch. Don't call me no wretch. I don't even know what a wretch is, but it don't sound too good. Sound like an insult. But you understand, amen?
Yeah.
Some of us have been, we're low, amen? But God said it doesn't matter.
Amen.
It's not just about kings and royalty, amen? I'll make you royalty.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen? I will make you royalty. All you need to do is come. And I sent my son, I gave my son, that whoever believes in him, here's the purpose, shall not perish. Mm. But have everlasting life.
Everlasting
Amen.
Life. Yes, sir.
Amen. Life to the full till it overflows. That abundant life.
Amen.
Amen. God wants us to have life with him on this side of glory and then on the other side of glory in the new heaven and the new earth where we can dwell with him for all eternity. Amen. Where every tear is wiped away and all pain is gone. Amen. There's no more suffering, no more death, no more sorrow. And so he gave his son for this specific purpose. And so we look, amen, it says that God sent his son, verse 17, he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Amen. Aren't you glad about that?
Praise God.
Amen. At a time when people make you feel wrong for just so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can walk around with a poor sense of self-esteem because you just wrong for everything. You don't know how to make the coffee. You don't know how to make chili like my mama made it. You don't know how to mow the lawn like John next door mows his lawn. You don't know how to make the Rice Krispies. You pour in too much milk. You pour in too little milk. You don't know how to drive. You stop too far from the stop sign. You go too much into the intersection. You don't know how to do anything like that. You're gonna end up feeling bad. You don't feel bad because you don't feel like you just a mess up.
Yeah.
You feel like Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Amen. And then just when you know somebody's there, you're Lucy. Who said, no, Charlie Brown, I'm really going to hold the football here this time. And you come and you think you finally found a friend. And then that you come, they pull the football away. And there you go. You're such a blockhead, Charlie Brown. Anybody ever felt like a blockhead? But praise God, God did not send his son into the world to make you feel like a blockhead.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't send his only begotten, unique, one of a kind son into the world so that you can feel bad about yourself. He did not send him to condemn you, to reject you, to pass judgment on you.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. This Jesus was sent into the world to save you.
Yes.
Amen. I love what it says in the Amplified, that you might be made safe and sound through him.
Yes.
Safe and sound. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So know this. As we talk about Christmas and all of that, listen, it all starts and emanates from the love of God. Because if God didn't so love the world, he wouldn't have sent his son.
That's true.
If God didn't so love the world, he would not have given. But aren't we glad that God so loved the world that he gave?
Yes.
That God so loved you that he gave. That God so loved me that he gave. And watch this. God, amen, I am the Lord, I change it not. And if God gave then, he's giving now.
Yes.
And God so loves you that he gives unto you. God gave his only son for you. Jesus gave his all for you. That should encourage your heart, even in the midst of things. If there's no Christmas tree, if there's no presents, if there's no lights, if there's no anything that signifies Christmas, I'm telling you now, the love of God is in the earth.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
and the love of God is there for the taking. All you and I have to do is to receive it. Now somebody said, I already received the Lord Jesus. But see, here's the thing. You can never, amen, just receive it and be done with it. You need to receive the love again and again.
That's right.
Somebody needs to be reminded that God loves you. And you need to receive the love anew. You need to receive it afresh.
Yeah.
You need to receive it one more time.
Yes.
Amen? Because right now, that's the only thing that may lift you out of the pit of your despair. That you know God loves me.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this mess. I don't know how this is going to be fixed. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But I know that God loves me. And God sends his son. He delivered up his son that I might be delivered from whatever is coming against me.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
If I can hold on to nothing else, I'm going to hold on to the love of God. Amen. When I have my questions about what's going on in my life, when I look around and my son is not here, my mother is not here, and my brother-in-law is not here, and I got questions, the only thing that helps me go one step and another step and another step is because I know something.
Yeah.
God loves me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Mm.
God loves me.
Yes.
And his love compels me to keep moving forward with him.
Yes.
Trusting in him, believing he's going to take care of me.
Amen.
And God loves you.
Yes.
And you know what's something about his love? God's love is unfailing. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, love never fails. That's the love of God, amen. That God's love never fails. God's love is also unconditional. Hmm? While you were yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
Unconditional. He didn't say, fix your life first, and then I'll come into the earth. He didn't say, fix your life first, and then you can invite me into your heart. Aren't you glad about that?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. My stuff was still junky. And here's the funny thing that only the real Christians will admit. You're still a little junky. Yes, yes. Any questions got some junk?
Yes, yes.
I still got some junk.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm being perfected. And God is working on me. Yes. That's how much He loves me. That even though I still got some junk, He don't say to me, you know, you should be better than this by now. Even though I should be better than this by now.
Amen.
But His compassion is so great.
Yes.
That He just continues to love on me.
Yes, Jesus.
And His love helped transform me and change me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It all starts with the love. Glory to God. His love is unconditional.
Yeah.
While I was yet a sinner, He died for me.
Yeah.
And even when I mess up, do you know that God loves you right before you're about to do that thing you ain't got no business doing?
Yeah.
And do you know He loves you while you're doing the thing you have no business doing?
Exactly.
And do you know He loves you right after you finish doing the thing you have no business doing?
Thank you, Jesus.
His love is unconditional.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
His love is unconditional.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to fathom. As high as the heavens is above the earth, that's how great our God's love is for us.
Amen.
You can't measure it.
Cannot.
Praise the Lord.
And God's love is unbreakable, right? Who can separate us from the love of God? Once God attaches His love to you, amen?
Yes.
Amen. He got you for life.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I know there's a kung fu grip, but there's nothing like God's grip. But when God has you, amen, who can separate us from the love of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not death nor life.
Yes.
Amen. Nothing, amen, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
So as we come into this Christmas, amen, receive God's love. Again, if you say, receive His love again and again and again.
Yes.
If you don't know Him, just invite Jesus into your heart. Amen?
Yes.
You don't have to do anything all spectacular. There's no magic words. You can just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life.
That's right.
I receive You. I need You.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
That's it.
But receive His love. But then watch this. Then emulate His love.
That's it.
Hmm?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, God so loved you that He gave. Mm-hmm. Now let the love you have so much for your spouse and for your children and for your family and for your friends and for your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
Let that compel you and inspire you now to give the way God has given to you.
Amen.
You're not going to be able to match it, but still, let it be your example.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God so loved that He gave His best. So you know what that means? Give your loved ones your best.
Yes.
It's time out. No more short shrifting the people that you care about in your life.
Amen.
Life's too short. Amen. You better give them your best and give them your best now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's it.
Huh? Can you imagine if God said, I'm going to send my son Jesus, but I got a couple calls I need to make first. I got a couple galaxies I need to fix. We'd be in trouble, amen?
Uh-huh.
But give and give it now.
Yeah.
Give people your best now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Jesus gave His all. Give your all to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Give them your best. Give them your best smile. Lord, did you notice it got quiet? When we start talking about us giving, we're on fire when we talk about you giving. But it got awfully quiet up in here, Lord. When we start talking about this part of the message, I should have started the benediction 5 minutes ago. They don't like me better. Give me your best smile. Give him your best, amen. Come on, somebody. God loved you. He gave his best.
Yes, amen.
He just gave. He gave his best. Jesus loved you. He didn't just give some. He gave his all. Isn't that the how we should love each other?
Amen.
Give your spouse everything you got. Amen. Amen. Give them the best. Give your children the best you got.
Amen.
I know you're tired and everything else, but is that the best you can do? Mm-hmm. Just ask yourself that question. Is that the best I can do? Yeah, I'm tired. My wife come ask me a question. I go, why you gotta keep asking me that? Is that the best I can do? And if the answer is no, then change it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. It'll make your marriage better. It'll make your family better. It'll make your life better.
Amen.
It'll make your relationship with God better, because he'll see you looking here. Uh-huh. You found after my example. I so loved you that I gave my best. Now you go out and you love and you give others that you love your best. Amen.
Amen.
So here we are at Christmas time, amen. And God wants us to know that he loves us. Amen. Glory to God. And if I know God loves me, then you know what? I can keep walking. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
I was reading something this morning about walking through the valley of Baca. Mm. Baca means the valley of weeping. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Anybody ever been in the valley of Baca? Anybody ever been in the valley of weeping?
Yes.
Know what gets you through there? Knowing that God loves you. Mm. Amen. That's what gets me up in the morning. That's what makes me keep praying and believing, even though all kinds of stuff's going on in my life and in other people's lives. Amen. God loves me. So receive God's love this Christmas. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And see, that's going to transform you. It's not even going to make a difference what you get under the tree.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. It's not going to make a difference what you get under the tree. Because the bottom line is, if you receive the one who hung on the tree, right, who gave his life for you, then really, you know it. You have all you need.
Yeah.
And all these other things, glory to God. They're just added benefits in your life. Mm-hmm. Amen? But receive the greatest benefit of all. Amen? Receive the love that God has for you. Get in the practice of just telling yourself, God loves you.
Yes.
Amen? God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son for me.
Amen.
So how would he not give me a helping hand? How would he not give me some of the things that I need now? Amen? And it will inspire you and increase your faith. And hopefully, amen, it'll bless you this Christmas, amen, whether you have a lot or you have a little, whether you receive a lot or you receive nothing, you know you have the love of God.
Amen. Yeah.
And that, truly in the end, is all you need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Amen. God loves me.
But
if I was tell all of them, I would say, God loves me some me. Amen. And I'm so glad for that. And I'm so glad God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He does. And I just want you to be encouraged. I really do. That the love of God is on you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
So you might as well receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Receive it and let it transform your life. Amen. Let's rise on our feet and let's pray the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you that you love us and you so love us and the world that you gave your only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you, O God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but who humbled himself and came into this earth that we might receive of him and obtain everlasting life. Father, at this Christmas time, we just thank you for the love of God.
Yes, Father.
That gave his unique, only begotten Son unto this entire world.
Yes.
And Father God, we receive him now again by faith. Yes. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. We thank you for the compassion and the mercy. We thank you right now, glory to God, that we are acceptable in your sight. Hallelujah. Father, you declare that we have been made the righteousness of God through him.
Yes.
And so, Father, we are just thankful, oh God, for what you have done in our lives.
Yes.
And so as we celebrate this Christmas season, oh God, let us focus on your love. Let us focus on our forgiveness. Let us focus, oh God, on the goodness of God that you continue to pour out into our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And then, Father God, let us share it with someone else. Someone else in our immediate circle needs to know that you love them.
Yes.
Someone else in our immediate circle needs to be touched by your grace and your mercy. Someone else in our immediate circle needs to know that you are there with outstretched arms waiting for them to come and to give their lives unto you. Father God, let us be vessels of this Christmas season, oh God, to spread the love of God in the earth.
Yes.
That others around us may know that just as you love us, you love them, because your word says that you so love the world. Father, we receive your love now, and Father, we purpose in our hearts to share and to spread your love, that others may be touched and their lives may be transformed. And Father, we just thank you for the marvelous things that you have done for us and that you will continue to do in the earth through your Son Jesus and through us. We give you the praise and we give you the thanks. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves me. Amen.
Amen.
I know that for truth. Amen. He loves me. He loves you.